Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcast, or the weekly NFL Predicting Podcast. This week, predicting Thursday Night Football for Week 10 of the 2025 NFL season, officially more than halfway through the season. And I wish it would stay, but gotta embrace it as it goes. I've said this, I think, every episode since about Week 6, but gotta really embrace this season. Got an absolute banger, just kidding. Of course it's gonna be a dumpster fire game. Raiders, Broncos, what can I say? The Broncos are a good team, the Raiders are not. It's very simple. It's just they dump bad games on Thursday Night Football because, look, if you haven't seen it, there's this YouTuber named Troy Burt who has a great video on why Thursday Night Football sucks and how it should improve. The long and short of it is they maybe should give in to the players' demands, or really requests, because they're not striking, it's not really that big of a demand. Their request that an extra bye week would be nice, that would be great, because it would extend the season a little bit, and they could put the bye week before Thursday Night Football, so teams have enough to prepare instead of the worthless flopping around we get on Thursday Night Football. As it is, the announcers are bored, the on-field product sucks. No one's prepared, no one's recovered. It's so not a huge fan of Thursday night. But and also the matchups are like it's the dumping ground. They just get rid of the matchups they don't want to put elsewhere. See, every team, they try to get every team to have at least one primetime game. There are 51 primetime games in the season. There are 32 teams. Actually, no, I just messed that up real bad. There are 54 primetime games. I was thinking 3 times 17, that's 51. Cause each team plays 17 games, but the season is 18 weeks long, so it's 54 primetime games. Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night. So there's 54 primetime games, 32 teams. They want to get each team at least one primetime game, but if you're a sucky team or you don't have a big market, they try to have as few games as possible. If you suck real bad, they'll try to put you on Thursday night because that's the worst one anyway, so they just try to get that out of the way. So we have Las Vegas with Geno Smith, one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and Bo Nix leading the Broncos, great quarterback, and I think he'll have an amazing game. I think he'll have 3 total touchdowns. And, I mean, everything's been going well for Denver. They're 7-2. They're entirely dominant. And, you know, it's really, they even had a negative pass yardage defensive game. Their defense is good. Their offense is good. Just, they are likely a playoff team, likely a division-winning team, which a couple years ago would have been unthinkable. They've really turned, Sean Payton has really turned this organization around, especially with Bo Nix, exciting young quarterback. Love to see it. So, what do I expect? Absolute shredding of the Raiders. I would not be surprised if the Raiders put up 3 points. It is their bad team on Thursday night against a good defense. So I think a 27-3 from the Broncos, and going to be honestly kind of fun if you're a Broncos fan. And honestly, who doesn't just want to see the Broncos beat the Raiders at this point? So 27-3, Geno Smith, I think 3 interceptions and I think 3 total touchdowns from Bo Nix. Anyway, that's it for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.